Number 25, Rich in God, from Meditations on the Epistles of John by Samuel Frelick. Fallen man entrusts nothing to God, the only and veritable one, not even the temporal, to say nothing of the eternal. His whole life on earth is a continuous chain of trouble and sorrow, how he may procure a life free from care by earthly abundance, but only the fewest obtain this, and they have more worry and care by reason of their mammon than they had before. Besides, nothing that perishes is really one's property. In the last shipwreck one must leave it all behind. But he who is rich in God has his riches as his real and eternal property, which he takes yonder with him, omnia mea mecum porto. And even in a profane epithet, he who is proud of his riches is called a fool, as if he were better on that account. Christ, however, has given us the right directions for leading a life free from care, Matthew 6, namely, in faith to God and in striving after his kingdom. But who believes what he says is true? And yet the temporal is the very least that God does for us.